Chuck Schumer caught offering thumbs-up emotional support to illegal migrants. By Neil Monroe on July 22, 2019. Americans have no moral right to detain migrants caught at the U.S. border and must release them to Catholic charities and other nonprofit welcoming groups, says Democrat leader Senator Chuck Schumer, who was caught on video offering a thumbs-up signal of support to illegal migrant men. The thumbs-up signal of support was offered by Schumer during a July 19 visit to a holding center in McAllen, Texas, where he touted the Democrats' plan for universal catch and release. Many of the migrants at the center welcomed by Senator Schumer are being trafficked by the cartels, which expect to profit once the migrants repay their smuggling debts with wages from U.S. jobs. The migrants get the jobs by being released from detention and then accepting work with longer hours and lower wages than the hours and wages sought by the young Americans whom Schumer is expected to represent and champion. Schumer urged officials at the center to quickly release the migrants, many of whom likely will seek jobs in New York State. "It is a policy decision to keep people here this long. You could, if you chose, turn them over a center like we saw with Sister Norma," Schumer told senior officials from the Department of Homeland Security. Schumer was referring to Sister Norma Pimentel, who runs the Catholic Charities Humanitarian Respite Center in McAllen. The center's website says, "The center provides a place for the countless men, women, children, and infant refugees to rest, have a warm meal, a shower, and change into clean clothing as well as receive medicine and other supplies, before continuing on to their journey. As of August 2015, we have assisted over 23,000 individuals." The Emergency Assistance Program provides short-term utility assistance, hotel/motel vouchers to assist with temporary shelter for the homeless, Emergency Assistance Program, medical needs vouchers, medical consultation and/or prescription assistance for those in need. Migrants who leave the center can easily disappear into the nation's growing population of illegal migrants. That huge population of at least 8 million workers drags down wages for Americans and boosts profits for Schumer's friends, allies, and donors on Wall Street. Schumer's support for illegal migration, and his disguised dismissal of Americans' decent and well-founded worries, is the new norm in the Democratic Party. On a July 1 visit to the border, for example, Massachusetts Democrat Representative Ayanna Pressley declared that the border crisis is about the preservation of our humanity, and this is about seeing every single person there as a member of your own family. Also, several Democrats who are seeking the party's 2020 nomination have promised to decriminalize illegal migration into Americans' jobs. In his July 19 statements added to his tweeted videos, Schumer endorsed a policy of catch and release for all migrants. "These are families fleeing violence, searching for a better life in America, humans being locked in cages. To see these people coming to America in search of a better life, treated in such inhumane conditions. This is heart-wrenching. This is wrong. This is not who we are. This has to end. Now, we must pass our bill to help end it, the Stop Cruelty to Migrant Children Act." The thumbs-up signal of support can be found at 551. A 2014 report by the Pew Research Center reported that 775,000 illegals lived in New York State. The number is enough to take all the jobs in the state's accommodation and food services, retail, and construction jobs, according to a 2017 report by a pro-migrant advocacy center for immigration lawyers. The migrant workers help drive down the cost of services used by New York City's population of upper-income investors, bankers, and postgraduate professionals. The migrants also force up the rents paid by young Americans, some of whom voted for pro-migration Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Wages are so low that the legal minimum wage in New York is just $600 for a 40-hour week. But rents are so high that 63% of the minimum wage income is just enough to pay for a low-quality, two-bedroom apartment in Queens, not counting heating, lighting, or cooling costs. The entire wage would be owed to the landlord of a two-bedroom apartment in Forest Hills, between Brooklyn and Queens. The Democrat senators in the Twitter videos also touted their the Stop Cruelty to Migrant Children Act, or S.2113. The legislation is backed by 39 senators, including Schumer. The Democrats portray their bill as humanitarian support for innocent migrant children. but it would encourage more migrants to bring more children to the border. Shut down President Donald Trump's pro-American migration reforms. And create new bureaucratic loopholes to sneak an unlimited flood of migrants into Americans' blue-collar wages and workplaces, neighborhoods and apartments, and schools and social services. The Open Borders Bill says. The Democrats' legislation would bar the detention of migrants with children for more than 20 days. So raising the incentive for the cartels and migrants to bring children on the tough trip up to the border. Bar any regulation that would end the 2015 Flores regulation, which forces border agency to release all migrants who bring children after just 20 days. The short timeline prevents the completion of full asylum or deportation procedures. And so it allows migrants to quickly get to U.S. jobs and repay the cartel's smuggling costs. Bar the detention of migrants who are pregnant, or claim to have a mental illness, or are elderly, disabled, or the parent of an accompanying child. Provide $100 million for immigration lawyers to guide illegal migrants through U.S. law once the cartels have guided the migrants through Mexico. Provide $55 million for nonprofit groups to provide legal guidance to illegal migrants via the Legal Orientation Program. Provide free lawyers for migrants, without any numerical caps. Even if hundreds of millions of migrants take up the Democrats' invitation to move into the United States. Provide free lawyers for children who are being imported to the United States by cartels under contracts with parents who are living and working illegally in the United States. Bar deportation officials from using information from the Department of Homeland Security about the identity of illegal migrants who try to pick up their children at the exit from the cartel's T-0 border agents to HHS pipeline for UACs. Pressure the government to hire pro-migration advocates to serve as judges in the immigration courts. Allow immigration judges to shut down deportation cases. For example, even if the migrant makes an invalid application for citizenship. Add new paperwork, regulatory and risk burdens to companies which consider seeking contracts to build and run detention centers. Bar the border agency's policy of metering the arrival of migrants with children who are trying to cross the border. Most of this agenda was rejected by the Senate during June budget talks. Immigration numbers. Each year, roughly 4 million young Americans join the workforce after graduating from high school or university. This total includes roughly 800,000 Americans who graduate with skilled degrees in business or healthcare, engineering or science, software or statistics. But the federal government then imports about 1.1 million legal immigrants and refreshes a resident population of roughly 1.5 million white-collar visa workers, including approximately 1 million H-1B workers and spouses plus roughly 500,000 blue-collar visa workers. This policy of inflating the labor supply boosts economic growth for investors because it transfers wages to investors and ensures that employers do not have to compete for American workers by offering higher wages and better working conditions. This policy of flooding the market with cheap, foreign, white-collar graduates and blue-collar labor also shifts enormous wealth from young employees towards older investors, even as it also widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, and hurts children's schools and college educations. The cheap labor economic strategy also pushes Americans away from high-tech careers and sidelines millions of marginalized Americans, including many who are now struggling with fentanyl addictions. The labor policy also moves business investment and wealth from the heartland to the coastal cities, explodes rents and housing costs, shrivels real estate values in the Midwest, and rewards investors for creating low-tech, labor-intensive workplaces. If there is a growing flood of foreign labor, the American middle class is no longer going to exist, and Republicans will not have a constituency, said Hillary Gamm, a co-founder of Birch's American Workers Coalition.